Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. Today is the 20th of April, and it's 2011, so we're counting the days down before I go to Omaha, which will be at the end of this coming month, at the Health and Wellness Expo at the Civic Center there in Omaha. So hopefully I'll see some of you people there. And that would be very nice. Had a light infusion chamber set up along with the monitor screens for some sample healings for people. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, Carrie. Then we have Larry coming on shortly here. So, Carrie, are you out there? And any words of wisdom from you today?
Gosh, words of wisdom. I don't know, Ron. I think I'm going to leave that to you. But Larry, if you're listening, we're having trouble reaching you, so if you could call in on one of the call-in lines, that would be great. BBS hasn't been able to get through on your phone number, so as soon as you are on, we can find out what you would like to talk about this evening, Larry. And for anyone who's listening to an archive, this is Wednesday, April 20th, 2011, and any clearings that Ron does on the show, pretty much all of them will work on the archives unless he states otherwise. And I don't think we have any questions yet on the fast chat. So you've mentioned your Omaha. I'm just trying to get to that email that we got today that tells about you being at the expo, because there are a couple of things we could talk about here while we wait for Larry to call in. April 30th and May 1st is the weekend that Ron will be at the Omaha Health, Wellness, and Fitness Expo, and he's going to have a nice big wide double booth this time. So those of you that have seen him scrunched into a single booth with a light infusion chamber, there'll be a lot more space this time, which will be great. Booth 266 and 267, and Ron has a lecture on Saturday, April 30th at 11 a.m. in the main stage in the exhibit hall, and then a second lecture on Sunday, May 1st at 11 a.m. also at the same location. And as ever, Ron will have his light infusion chamber with him, which if you've not been into and you can get to Omaha, Nebraska, it will be well worth your trip. And also, you're going to do your aura photos, I think, also, Ron, is that right?
So okay. Aura photos are very nice to do. I enjoy doing that for people, and they like seeing colors around them. And it'll be a Polaroid aura photo that you're getting, so it's a real picture of your face and the energies around your head. So we can start out with an emotional clearing here. That might help some people. So here we go. If you have any situations the last few days or so, just think of them right now, one of them. We'll do three of those for you. So we'll just be lucky tonight and do three emotional things. So first one here, you must think of something, and I'll count to five to release it. One, two, three, four, and five. That's the first one. The second one. One, two, three, four, and five. And the next one. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Back to you, Carrie, and just see how you're feeling. You might want to get up and walk around, everybody. Sometimes walking helps to move the energy. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, Larry, I'm not sure if you are listening on your computer or not, but in case you're listening over the phone and you don't have the numbers, if you want to try calling in on 530-413-4510 or 4522. Those, are we on Friday? No, this is Wednesday. Yeah, those two numbers will get you on with us. Excuse me. For anybody who's not familiar with sponsoring, you can do this on BBS for, I believe it's $60, and you can come on the show with us for the full hour and get to ask Ron for any sample clearings or particular specific healings that you would like for yourself, and also ask him any questions that you have flying around. So it's a great opportunity to kind of have the show to yourself in a way, and have Ron for a whole hour of pretty focused energy, and it's also a very, very nice feeling, as Chris was mentioning a week or so ago when he sponsored a show. It is, you have kind of a little bit of an extra bunch
of
Creation Lightship energy. And I think we've got Larry on now. So, Larry, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hi.
Sari and Ron.
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Okay. Are you still there, Ron?
I'm here. So, Larry, what would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, I basically would like to talk about theme worked and woven around the covenant. What is the covenant that people make with God versus the light that works within your heart center, and the difference between the two?
That sounds good. Yeah, so just go ahead, Larry. Maybe you can get some examples, or just kind of talk about what you've discovered yourself. And what happens to us here?
Okay, well, basically, I can go into the past and into the present in this, but basically, what God expects people to do is to make a covenant with Him. And in the Bible, in the Old Testament, when they made a covenant with Him, they were expected to destroy their enemies and also their firstborn son. And that was a covenant that they made and they're going by today. And how do you sacrifice your firstborn son? Well, when there's a war that goes on, the married couple, they send their son to battle, and then if he dies in battle, they give God more power over the people, then that's a sacrifice to God. And that's a covenant God wants you to make to Him in regard to war mongering. And basically, what we do, we just go by the light presence, and the light does not create warfare. It does not warmonger. It's just His inner peace that gives us discernment and knowledge that comes forth out of nowhere. So we just have a choice to make between the covenant of God and also the light within us, and how Jesus taught that you don't make covenants to God if it's a dark energy, but you just go by the light within you, and you do good toward others is what Jesus taught. So when the Jews came out from the covenant, from Egypt, the Egyptians, their firstborn son was destroyed by God because of His covenant. And then they made a covenant with God. Then they went to Israel. And when they got there and settled, they had to kill the Amalekites and the Ammonites and the Philistines in Palestine. And even because of their covenants. And now even today, these three tribes were converted over to Muslimism by the 5th and 6th century, and now there's the Muslims and the Jews that are fighting against each other through their covenant warfare. And the Jews go by an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth and to kill their enemies, and then the Muslims go by killing their enemies too, or not associated with their Islamic religion and factions. So they are still killing even today through these covenant warfares that are going on. And they sacrifice their firstborn, their very own son, in their family system as a sacrifice on the battlefield to God. But then the light says you don't have to sacrifice anything. You can go free and experience happiness and peace and be a happy people on the earth today.
So Larry, are you asking about what the difference is between making agreements with a god, in other words, an alien, versus living in the light? Is that your question? Just trying to clarify what your question to Ron is a little bit.
Well, I was just sort of trying to point out that even the alien gods, I don't know if I had a question at this time, but I will have a question some for Ron, but basically I was just saying that the alien gods on the planets, they send their warriors here to conquer the people, to get more power from them. And basically they do this when they sent David and Saul here to conquer the people, to get more power. and jurisdiction. And then they sent other people, too, like Genghis Khan and Hitler, and they sent Napoleon, and they were conquerors, and they worked for God. They admitted they were working for God's spirit to get more power and to kill people and get more jurisdiction on the planet Earth and more power over other countries. So I was just making that comment.
Okay.
And I was wondering if Ron had any comments about that up to this point.
Ron, did you have anything that you wanted to say about all that?
Yes, it sounds like looking at past history of races that lived here and what their beliefs are as far as religions, it looks like you put God before yourself, and from there, you know, whatever the teachings were, whatever was channeled, you obey that. And what I think Larry is indicating that there's certain religious dogma that people go by instead of tuning into your spirit. And what he's talking about, I think, is how, like you were saying, the firstborn sons could be killed or something like that, or people have that energy inside of themselves by reading that information, and then they want to go out and follow the God's energy, which are the aliens controlling you, and then they get hooked up more into the mind control, which in turn brings you back into your genetic predisposition of why you may hate a race of people or something. And then from there, the aliens control you to harm other people. That's kind of what I'm interpreting kind of that to be, which is very sad. That's mm-hmm. probably why we have wars today, because of disagreements from the past. And the initial disagreement that we all have stored in us would be the judgment, the separation from the light and the darkness. So as people tend to choose the mind energy, which is the darkness, then along with that, there's always validation in text to help you out to understand why you're doing that, to judge the light, because the light doesn't judge you. And then you start judging creations of the light, and that can go all the way down to the most negative thing of hurting and killing humanity and your brothers and sisters through having wars, because it's written by the aliens that you need to do that to make your particular race more or maybe better than someone else's. So that's what I think Larry is kind of talking about having a covenant with an alien out there to follow their rules and regulations. Is that pretty close, Larry, to what you're talking about?
Yes, that's exactly what I was indicating. That's true. And then during World War II, the Jews migrated to Germany, and that was very interesting at that time, Ron, because the Jews were overpowered by Hitler and the German soldiers, and they put the Jews in trains, and they took them to their camps to gas them and to destroy them because they had a more powerful God. So it's ironic. It's funny how they go to war to prove that one God's more powerful than the other, and then what comes around, what goes around comes around, and the Jewish had to understand that they had to be put to death because they had a more of a powerful God, but that's the philosophy they were going by at that time. And they didn't know the light. But right before they died, it's in this movie, God on Trial, where they examine God, and they said, well, God has dark energies. He has no principles, no values. He has dark energy, and they followed a dark energy, and they didn't understand the light that was within them and how to go by that. But they were understanding. They were on their way when they faced death to really think about it seriously and understand that they had gone the wrong way. And they were very honest about it in that movie, God on Trial, when they examined God and saw that he was lacking in moral characteristics and values. So then even when people go to church today, they support the warfare. And they have a model that churches seem to go by, that if they can't control you, they want to punish you. And it's an alien mindset that they seem to have, but they don't know the light, and they haven't refused the judgments of the darkness, and they haven't understood that these are judgments that get them into trouble with one another. And they dedicate to the church spirit, but And when they do, they dedicate to the judgments of the church that they go by in different cases. And then people can become injured by the committee system. When they do their communion, they dedicate to going to communion. Then they dedicate to communicating with God and his judgments. And then it seems that when they dedicate to going to confession, what happens is they confess their sins, and then they think they're going to heaven. But heaven is a planet of light. That's where heaven is. And when they confess their sins, they would release them. And what happens is that if they were really released, they would be released from forced reincarnation, and they would be in the light, practicing the light within themselves if they were really released from their sins. So that may be something to consider there, that they would be in the light and feeling comfortable with one another, and they would be learning that the light is not in heaven, where it, because you recycled back to the dark planet, back to the planet Earth, and that's what they're calling heaven. But true heaven is the planet of light, where they go and they're with a happy state and with a spirit of love and peace for one another.
So, Larry, what is the movie that you're referring to right now?
It's God on Trial. It was about the Holocaust with the Jewish people, and they were going to be gassed, and they made a movie of this. It's on the Internet, and they've got clips of it, and you can order the movie too, I'm sure. And they had to face up to this, that they were going to be called any moment, and they were going to have to die and be gassed.
And
they were talking about, well, this is so threatening to us, life-threatening. They had to face up to the reality that there is that they went by dark energy, and that it trapped them in, and they couldn't get out of it, and now they had to give up their life and lose it because they shed blood, and a greater God was going to shed their blood. And they didn't get into a better and protected spirituality, such as the light within them, or they could have been freed from that calamity. They could have gone into a better way of life and a peaceful way of life if they had known about the light. So it's funny that today nobody in church holds up the white flag, which means the light. Let's cease warfare and hold up the white flag of the light within you and go to, back to the source and have peace with each other. But they don't understand the light. They haven't been taught and really comprehend that because they're confused by the dark forces so much. And to give up judgment and to come back to peace with one another.
I think that happens a lot. With everybody out there, you know, with all different cultures. And I think all through humanity here, there's always been a culture that thought maybe they were more supreme and more powerful. And this is throughout our history here of living on this planet. And that just means that the people that are involved in every society that attempts to force their power, their control over some other maybe race of people or something. It just boils down to that they're probably more in touch with the alien God energies controlling them, which is against, maybe they don't even know what's happening. They're just under control, and they get the thoughts of doing something.
Uh-huh.
So that's the way I think the whole thing is, and most people don't understand that you need to go inside to get your answers. I'm sure that if you could talk to everybody that was in a war, if they could all return again after they were killed and have them do that process, the mind to heart drop, then they'd realize that there was no need to hurt anybody else because the light doesn't do that. But when you start to mentalize, we'll say, the God in the sky, the God in the cloud, or somebody channeling something, or something's written, that people think is a divine energy coming down telling you to do something against someone else, then you think that you're following the orders of God and God wants you to do that, and which is true, the alien gods do, but it's not source energy. So that's just the way society, I think, is always used, you know, and worked with, even in your own town where you live. Some people are not too good, you know, naturally in every town, you know, and what's controlling them. If they really knew what was happening and could drop into their heart, they'd probably be a whole different type of person. So So, yeah, you are right about the mind control of the God energies and controlling different races of people, different groups of people. And naturally, the mind energy wants people to think that they're better than someone else. And that's kind of where we get into trouble. And then you start getting into more of the duality. And that can work into different cultures, different races. The most obvious is, skin color, facial features. And then from there, we have troubles. So even the same race, we all know about the wars that the Irish have, the Protestants and Catholics. You know, they're the same race, and they somehow are fighting amongst themselves. And they still are both supposed to believe in the initial teachings of Jesus, you know. But they got controlled by the aliens, unfortunately. So you gave some good information there, Larry, about how people
okay,
are...
Okay, well, thank you. I just like to make my conclusion then, Ron, and then maybe I can ask you a question when I get through then. And basically then, when we do the 4-in-1 healing, we can release these judgments and covenants and conflicts between us and God. They're released, and then we can go back to the light. And that's one healing remedy where we can be free of this situation that has brought us into the dark energies to come back out into more light. And basically, we give up the judgments, and we don't want to punish our neighbor any longer when we realize that's what we're dedicating to. And when we punish our neighbor, we injure ourselves, and these judgments are stopped, and we're cleansed by this healing, the 4-in-1. And maybe a lifetime emotional healing, too, would help us in that area. And to go back to the light. But then people might ask themselves, well, if God really was like this and he wanted to injure other people all the time, time after time after time, he would have to have a chronic pain syndrome. He'd have to be manic depressed and have bipolar mood disorders. He'd have to have a lot of emotional stress and problems. So he would have to come down here and be an ordinary person like we ordinary people. And connect to his light and realize he's not really God. He's just a light being that fell into darkness and become like us and practice the light and get more light and become more of a light being and work to that as his goal. That's really relative to being a happy people and being free from injury. So the lightship has called the people that are called gods that are think that they are supreme over other people that are just ordinary like us. And the lightship has talked to these people and put them on notice to return back to the light for the ascension process. So that's all that I have in that area. And then I wanted to ask Ron for an update about the lightship and the aliens and any other comments he may have about that.
Okay, let's see here. Well, the Earth spirit is slowly increasing. It's maybe a point or two more than what it was after being held at about 40% for a long time. So it is moving forward a little bit. I won't say that it's completely 1% or 2% more than what it was, but it does feel like it's starting to get a little more of itself back to itself. So that's very good. Boy, there's been a lot of stuff going on. You know, like I say, check the clouds around you, everybody. Just see what they look like. You're going to probably, you might even see a lot of animal clouds out there. I guess in the last week, it looks like to me that most of the World War II soldiers, never mentioned how they do this, they were basically in boot camp, maybe near completion of it. They were told that the war of World War II is stopped. And they can re-enlist into another, special project if they wish. And the ones that chose to then, since they were stopped in time, went off to the future, got trained with the alien weapon technology and brought back to Earth on another timeline that we're not on right now, just very close to ours, where the aliens live. So I would say that most of those soldiers, these are all the different people that fought in the war, not just... the allies here. Everybody's fighting side by side for one common cause to get rid of the aliens. And I would say 80% of them are here now using the UFOs that the lightship has collected through each ascension point, going back for quite a long time.
On line one, Sylvia.
Okay. So we'll get her in a minute here. So the aliens that are there are now, you know, dealing with the military, and then the other ones, which are the World War One ones, are now also coming, being fully trained there. So I think we have a caller here who called in. Is that Sylvia?
Yep.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, but could be better right now. But I'm always a good morals. The thing is that I have the weirdest symptoms. Are you still there?
Yeah, a little hard to hear you. Can you say that again?
Okay, okay. I have the weirdest symptoms, some kind of fibromyalgia. It's kind of like in the middle of my body. I have muscle spasms up to my brain. And it spasms. I have spasms over my heart, and I've been doing like last week, pretty much the alien attack removal, the emotional clearing, and all that. And it took away most of my spasms. But the thing is, I started getting really, really thirsty, and it hasn't stopped for like 4 days. And my boyfriend has seen like in the middle of the night, like a spirit coming in and out of me, so I'm like wondering what should I do.
Okay, well, if you're getting thirsty, that could be a very good sign because your body wants to heal. So
yeah,
that could be.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would drink, you know, lots of water.
That's I've been doing. I took like the water energizer today too. That helped with the spasms too. But I'm still been thirsty, and apparently in the middle of the night I get spirit attacks, you know. That's what my boyfriend says. So I don't know what to do.
Okay, so what you say that you believe, or your boyfriend found or saw a spirit?
Yeah,
connect?
He sees spirits, you know, like he says I'm like you know, at Walmart, you know, comes in and out.
Okay. And have you been doing the alien attack page on the website?
Yeah, and the emotional clearing, but it does make me thirsty, but like too much, you know, like every 30 seconds, and it attacks my heart. Like every time I'm thirsty, it attacks my heart. So.
Let me see here. Okay, let's. I'm seeing tentacles, so maybe it's one of the oxygen energies here. We'll just test it, or it could be. A... So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, does your body feel any different now?
I'm getting like palpitations, but the spasms are leaving a little bit, yeah.
Okay, then I would do the octopus energy and maybe the squid energy on the alien attack page and leave that up all
the
night.
The squid?
Yeah, squid. Use the squid in the... octopus energy.
Okay. All right. Okay. And what about the thirst? I guess it'll leave in a couple more days, I guess.
Yeah, well, your body may want that that energy because it's very thirsty. That's very possible.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, okay. You might do some timeline crashing. And
yeah, I have that too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
I can't do it right now. It gives me too much thirst.
Yeah. You want to get the thing off of you, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was dealing with another lady a while back here, last week here, who was dealing with being attacked on the astral plane, actually almost having like scratches put on her and stuff. So that's another thing that I deal with too. So I was working with her to get stuff off of her that way. It's kind of nuts what people have and what we get. So, Anyway, yeah, this is why I stay so busy.
I was looking for the dark and light entombment, and I couldn't find it on your website. Do you still have that, or because I was watching Archie's, maybe?
I'll see what I can do with that one. You might check the website in a couple of days here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, you soon. Well, you might send me an email, too, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Great. Okay, well, interesting night tonight. So, the World War II soldiers, all of them are here typically, just outside of our timeline. You might actually feel a presence of military maybe around you in the air, we'll say, because they are here battling the aliens, and their backup force now will be the World War II soldiers. I'm sorry, the World War I soldiers. Get that stated properly here. So this is what we're dealing with. It may sound real sci-fi, but, you know, once you kind of understand what's happening about time traveling, they're here. So that's kind of where we are. The Earth spirit's increasing just a little bit, maybe 1 or 2%, which isn't a whole lot, but it is a little bit. It's still not integrated fully with that, but we are seeing a little bit of more energy. Like I said, check your clouds around you. See if they look plastic. See if they look like, you know, ice cubes floating up there. And that's kind of about your only way to really tell. You might feel like you're more in the moment. You might feel disattached to things. Because remember, these things that they're getting rid of are attaching to you. So as you feel yourself maybe changing a little bit, feeling your body getting freer, maybe the mind chatter is starting to leave a little bit. Maybe what you used to do on a routine of mind looping or something is also leaving you. So this is kind of what happens once this control energy is kind of getting released from you. But you still want to get it outside of you, get it out of your body. That's why we have the clearings, because it'll still be used and activated by any of them that wishes to attach to your emotions. So we'll see if Carrie's on here. So you out there, Carrie, still?
I am, yes. And I just wanted to mention, before we go on to any new topics, if you are dealing with religion in your past, Ron has some great clearings on the website, creationlightship.com. There are two different kinds. If you go to the book or any of the search bars near the top of the website and just write in the word religion, you'll get taken to the different religion clearings that there are. And the first one is a whole life religion indoctrination clearing. So that's one of the $5 times your age clearings. And for an additional $50, you can get the unlimited if you're having to go to religious ceremonies or into churches or temples or anything because of things that you have to do with friends or family. And so that's that one, the whole life religion indoctrination clearing. And then the second one that Ron has is the seven generational clearing. And that, like all the others, goes all the way up to 49 generations that you'll buy in increments of seven. So 1 through 7, the first one is $100. And then if you want to go further back in chunks of seven generations into your ancestry, that's $50 for each chunk. So that'll go back through your genetic history and pull out any judgment that has been stuck into you through past people in your lineage who have been involved in religion. So those are two very helpful clearings. One, if you know that you have had, maybe you were raised within a religion, and even though you've left it now, you've still got that trapped in your body in some respect. And then the seven generational will obviously go back to people that you don't know or never knew and don't know if they were religious or not, so it'll clear them out too. Ron, do you want me to read anything from the fast chat, or do you want to go back to Larry, or what would you like to do?
Yeah, how are you, Larry? Are you complete with your information?
Okay, yeah, I'd like to recite a poem, but if nobody else has any questions, Ron. I wrote this poem, a recital. It's called Finding the Master's Light. Sometimes I look within for an answer to be akin, a master to heal in my light, to understand of his delight. Because I seek a master with sparks like alabaster. Therefore, I need some glittering so I can be a crystal bean. So that's my poem that I wrote. And then I had a question for Ron, and my question was this, that how did the Earth separate from the universe of light, and how did we get into this universe?
Okay. I think what you're asking then is, why do we have darkness here when the light created this planet in light? Is that basically that in a nutshell?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, I think the darkness somehow, all I can kind of perceive is that this planet happens to be way far out from the original creation of light. So it might be just on the borders of the light, and maybe a little bit a ways away from us is darkness for some reason. And that's about all I can think of if you look at it linearly like that. And the darkness somehow is able to transmit the energies of itself, which is judgment, mind energy, into people. And so the people are actually the problem here, okay, unfortunately. So if we had no people, then the planet would return back to light because there's no anchor point for the darkness to catch and hook into, okay? So we're the problem, and we're also the solution. So I think the darkness will tend to pull the Earth out of its orbit, in a sense, and bringing that the planet here into darkness energies somehow, because people are connecting to darkness. So that's how I think the whole thing is working. Or there's just really, really heavy cords here of darkness coming into everybody using mind energy. And from that, this is why it's very difficult to have the light here, because nobody's choosing light. And that's the whole process. What do you choose? You choose light or you choose darkness? And as long as there's judgment, then you're choosing darkness. As long as you're in your mind, you're choosing darkness. And because of that, that's why there doesn't appear to be a lot of light here, because the people are bringing in darkness. They're leaving the door open for it. Okay, so hopefully I answered that question. We have another caller on. So we can put that caller on, please. Is that Wayne, I think?
Yep.
Hi,
Ron.
How can I help you tonight?
Hi, Ron. My name is Danielle. I just heard about you, and I kind of like how you turn all this. I'll make you a short story of what I am. I've been born like what we call it, like a psychic. I was able to see through walls, open the doors before people comes in. I was able to go inside people's heart and feel how they are. But I was able to feel so many things, and it never stopped. And still today, okay, I'm able to see like...
We'll see.
And I'm just... I don't know if you can see, because I've been not scared, but aware of alien my whole life. And today I'm 49 years old, and still don't know what to do with this. Because I've been born this way, I know that a lot of people try to be like this, but for me it's like... It's not a nightmare, but it's like, I don't know, just, I'm just wondering, I don't know if you can see if, I know that I have, like you say, alien, I have an alien inside of me, because I tried to take it out once by an exercise with John Zalo, and I saw it, and he went out, and he went back in.
Okay, so what I hear is... You're very psychic, and you see things. You can open doors up and see through walls, and somehow through your spiritual journey here, now you've collected an alien that's living inside of you, and you want to get rid of it. So what I'd say to do is go on the alien attack page on the website. It's $10 a week, $30 for the month, and since you have this condition, I would probably recommend doing the month one. because you may have more than one. It's shape-shift, and it looked like one, but you could have hundreds. I'm not saying you have hundreds, but that's what can happen. Because we have no white
tissue. Sure, I have more than one. Yeah, because sometimes I have dreams, like awake dreams, and sometimes I'm the last dream that I made like this, I was in three places in the same time. And I was the consciousness of my body, and I was two different places. Your dreams are parallel time.
So I would first do the alien attack page and just see what happens for you. Get on there and clean out some of these energies that be connecting to you. So go to the website, creationlightship.com, and get on the alien attack removal page, and that could very possibly help you. I can't guarantee it, but it's helped a lot of people who are under attack through these energies. So that's about what I could say to do to give you some assistance there.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you for calling, and you're not alone with this process, what you're dealing with. So a lot of people have had that. Since we're getting into that avenue here, if anybody out there has their feet being poked with pins at night, or you start jerking before you go to sleep, or you jerk during your sleeping time, the body is more than likely being experimented with or under attack, and that's why you're jerking. And that's the main thing to understand. It's very obvious. Especially watch a baby. You see babies that are very happy. The mother's holding them. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they start throwing a temper tantrum as they're wiggling around in their arms, wondering, mother's wondering, what's happening to the baby? You know, what did I do? What's wrong with it? You know? Well, the baby is being under attack, and somehow the aliens like working with us. So that's just the way it is here, what we've discovered, uncovered. But the alien attack page on the website could very possibly help any of you out who are having situations of unrest.
Okay.
But thank you for calling.
Okay. Thanks. And I'll have a look at this.
Okay. Back to you.
Okay, so you just mentioned babies, Ron, and Tina has a question about the lifetime clearings. She's asking, do the lifetime clearings work on clone babies?
Okay. Well, a clone baby, unless it has a spirit in it of the light, first of all, if the baby is a clone and it's a hybrid, okay, it gets a little confusing here. If the baby is a 100% clone, then the healings will not work for the baby, okay, because there's no body energy of light and there's also no spirit energy, so light needs light to work with. Now that I've talked about that, we'll switch over now to another scenario. Maybe the baby is a hybrid. Maybe the baby is part human, which is light, and is part alien, which is darkness. And it could also be an alien that was from the light, too. So it could actually be an alien with a spirit of light in it, except it's living in darkness. So that can be also confusing, but the light needs light to work with. If you do know someone who has a baby that you believe has no light inside of it, then at some point I'll be putting a clearing up which will allow the aliens that are cloned or cloned people to come into the light, and the light chip will take them and automatically refigure their body, we'll say, to light, recreate it into light from the light blueprint. They'll look identical, and then they will have a spirit of light put into that body. So the clones will have a great opportunity to come into the light. But if the person or anybody is strictly a clone 100% with no light frequency in them, then the healings will not work on that person because you need light to attract light. Much like people who are not in their body, the spirit is the conduit. So with no light of the spirit in the body, you cannot have a spirit from the light. So you need to have that conduit to bring it into that body. So hopefully I answered that question there. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Larry, are you still on? Did you have anything else you wanted to ask Ron? Maybe some sample clearings that you would like?
Well, let's see. I guess I'll submit to the other people if they have anything at this point. I would rather give up and submit to them.
Are you sure? Okay. Well, why don't you think of any pain in your body or something that Ron can do a quick sample for you with while I find a question. There are a lot of comments on here, and I'll just look back a few pages for a question.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Do you have any aches and pains? Go ahead, Larry.
Okay, I think, you know, sometimes when I, Ron, when I do the mind to, the mind to heart drop, there is a restriction there, and I would like to heal that restriction and release it, because that'd be nice to get a clear mind to heart drop to be in the clear spirit, because in the past I've asked spirit, can you help me with solve this problem? And recently I've gotten better results than the past, but I still need some healing to heal that resistance there, to get better response from the spirit to help me to solve my problems.
Okay, so let's do some spirit infusion here, everybody. And what we'll do is help to clean off some of the densities out of your spirit. Remember, your spirit is just like an emotional body. It takes on your emotions. So here we go. We're going to clean out part of your spirit here, what we can here, because the show's coming to a close. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. See if that helps everybody out there. Now we'll do the mind to heart drop. Counting backwards from 10 to 1. This you should be doing yourself continuously, so dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, it should be in your heart. And let's bring in the Star of Bethlehem here to help people. Along with that, we'll bring in peace energy. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. There's a really big one there. Just scroll down a little bit on the Creation Lightship Healing page, and you can watch the light beam actually get activated. Here we go. So, and in that also will be the Star of Bethlehem coming into your room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, well, I just found one question a little ways back from somebody who is new to the FOSS chat, who's writing their name as just the letter G, and G would like to know, this is about activating objects. Would you advise activation of any objects for a specific purpose, such as resisting negative psychic billboard projections, and they're saying, and G is saying specifically billboard postings by aliens as well as other humans. So would activating an object help
with
that?
No, I don't think that would help you. The objects that you activate are not for that particular type of energy, just mainly to give you energy for your body so that you're able to come into more of your spirit energy. And so you could bring something into your body of, like, peace and maybe harmony. You could bring something into your body for maybe auric field protection. But as far as going into The mind energy, that's a whole different genre. So those things probably will not help that much. It might work, but I would say typically probably not. Remember, you want to clean it out yourself and monitor it so that you can get control over what you're transmitting to people. And nothing outside of yourself is going to do that but yourself, you see. This is the whole process. It's all inward. So you want to, you know, find out what's going on and change that. Otherwise, using a tool to do that is not what the object that charging is all about. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I think we have about 4 minutes left. So I'll just mention that there's one more of Ron's Sunday intensives coming up this coming Sunday, 8 hours of cleaning out of the alien life forms within us. So if the caller who called earlier about that, if you're listening still, that would be a great opportunity to get out of you. A lot of what you are seeing is in you. You're fortunate in some respects that you can see it, because most of us cannot. I know I certainly do not see any of these things, but I'm sure it's pretty scary to see them. But you'll be able to see them leave, which would be wonderful. So that is coming up this Sunday. And also, Ron has a free special clearing that you can use for a specific physical problem that you're having that perhaps there isn't a specific clearing on the website in general as. So that is being... He's giving that to us free for coming on any of the Sunday calls in this, what month are we, April, the April series. So that is, there's still another Sunday left on that, and then you'll be on the light ship for probably, I'm guessing, about a week after that call also. If you haven't signed up and you would like to, you can give Ron an email, send him an email at creationlightship@yahoo.com. And let's see what else. So there's the Omaha, Nebraska expo coming up at the end of the month that we were mentioning at the beginning of the show, and that's on the last day of this month and the 1st of May. And be able to hear a couple of lectures and enjoy the light infusion chamber. You can have there are pictures available that Ron can activate of various people that we have known who have also come from the light ship. There are pictures of Jesus, and I'm blanking out now who else, but there are many others, Saint Germain, I believe, and quite a few others. You can buy them through the website also, but it's nice to get one physically and stand and watch as Ron activates it, and you can watch the light going into the picture, and it becomes more three-dimensional, and the eyes come alive. It's very interesting. And, of course, the light infusion chamber that is there, and there are various pay scales that you can purchase to go into the light infusion chamber. And while you're in there, you are bilocated up to the Creation Light Ship, and you request healing of anything and everything, or anything that you like. I mean, one thing at a time, but you can go in multiple times. And the more you go in, the deeper and deeper the healing becomes. It's a really, really wonderful experience. And it's obviously different for everybody. So that's available. And I know Ron is having, I was mentioning before, he'll have a double booth at this one. So he'll have some chairs set up to one side so that there's a better area than usual for asking questions and just chatting with Ron and learning more about what he does and what he's talking about and why he's here to help us all. So, Ron, I think we're pretty much at the end of the show now. Is there anything else you wanted to say before we sign off?
Yeah, I think you solved it all here. So we thank Larry for being on tonight.
Yes, thank you, Larry.
Well, thank you. It's been an honor and a great blessing for me. I appreciate so much and you accepting me tonight. It's been just wonderful.
It's been great to have you. Thank you so much for sponsoring.
Okay, so we need to run here because we have a show behind us here. This is Ron Amertrade, Creation Light Ship Healing Program on VBS Radio. Our next show is Friday, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. Then the hour after that, after the program, we'll have our question and answer call a number on a conference line, so please call in and ask your question. So thank you, everybody. Blessings, and hope to see you all in Omaha, Nebraska, end of the month. Good night. Bye.
Good night, everybody.